from the Utter Daily Devotion is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His Word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the Utter Daily Devotion with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Hello, good morning or good day. We thank God for another beautiful day. The last day in the month of October. It has not been by power, it has not been by might, but by thy grace, O Lord. We say thank you, Baba. We glorify your name. We worship you. Thank you for always being there for us. We magnify your name. We return all glory back unto you for taking us this far. We appreciate you. Thank you, O Lord. You have made our waiting to be fruitful. You have made our waiting to be awesome. It has never been by our power. Lord, we give you praise. Jehovah, we celebrate you. Thank you, King of Kings. In Jesus' name. Amen. The 31st day in the month of October, we glorify you. We say thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. The last day in the month of October, the 10th month, Lord, we give you praise. 2 months to go. Father, let your mighty hand sustain us even beyond 2024 in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Today, we rejoice with as many that have their birthday today. And we say happy birthday. Many happy returns of the day. With long life, sound mind, good health in Jesus' name. We wish you happy birthday. Also, we thank God for those that have their anniversary today. We join you in that celebration. We thank God who has helped you this far. The mighty grace of God that has helped you to celebrate every year that wedding, that business establishment, that ministry, waiting upon the Lord, doing and working according to His precepts and principles. It has not been easy. So year by year, we come back to the throne of grace to say, Father, thank you. We rejoice with you. Happy anniversary celebration. Also, those that are in one condition or the other, that you are looking up unto God and say, God, how am I going to get out of this? The Lord is taking you out of that. God is settling your case. Is it health? Whatever you are looking up unto God for, the mighty hand of the Lord rests upon you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, brethren, we are rounding up with the series we'll be handling. You know, we've been talking about waiting. We'll be talking about waiting. And the word of the Lord say, as many that waited upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. So we'll be talking about renewal starting from on the 1st of November. But today, let's round up with waiting. Those that have been waiting upon the Lord, those that have been looking up unto Him, those that have been doing one thing or the other, and saying, how am I going to get this thing done? When you look into the book of Psalm 27, verse 12, say, deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelly. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemy, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and as such that breathe out cruelty. What was the purpose of those people, the false witnesses? They want to move you out of your waiting place. They want to take you. They want to chase you out. They know that while you are waiting upon the Lord, that's why you have run unto Him, to deliver you, not unto the will of your enemies. Those enemies, their will is to get you out of your waiting and lay their hand on you. But while you are waiting upon the Lord, you are 100% sure that no matter what happens, God will fight your battle for you. No matter the threatening, as you have been waiting upon the Lord, don't be shaken. Don't be disturbed. God is fighting your battle for you. Yes, He will fight the battle. He has been there for us. He will fight all our battles for us. And when you look further into that book, the same book of Isaiah chapter 25, Isaiah 25. When you look into the book of Isaiah chapter 25, verse 7, Isaiah 25, verse 7. He said, and He will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering, cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. That is God for you. You just wait upon the mountain. Where you are is a secured place. That's what the Lord is telling you. Don't be weary. Don't be tired. Don't be shaken. The Lord said He will fight your battle. Where you are is a secured place. Your faith in Christ is a sure ground. When you are waiting upon the Lord, many arrows, many darts will be coming, many things will be coming just to chase you out of that place, to get out of the place. But remember, they that waited upon the Lord, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Hold on and hold out. He is faithful. Faithful is he that has called us into this marvelous world. He will not abandon you. Whatever you are witnessing now, God is taking you to greater heights, and you will rejoice. Don't let anyone take you out of the presence of God. He said it. He said that he will destroy in this mountain where you are. He will destroy as many that comes around you, that he wants to cast you out of his presence and out of his grace. You are blessed, lifted, and connected. Don't be weary. Don't be jilted. Wait. I say wait upon the Lord. You will sing a new song in Jesus' mighty name. Happy new month in advance. Let me stop here. By the grace of God, I'll be coming your way again tomorrow. Before tomorrow, when I'll be coming your way, I said, enjoy the pleasant surprises of God in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Michael Abi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name: Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number: 375-919-7017. Bank: FCMB. Or you can use 3025365130. Account name: Alabi Femi. Bank: First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90 380 214 02 or +234 80 56 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.